From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Clashes between Turkey and U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Force fighters eased Tuesday, a week after Turkey and its rebel allies intervened in northern Syria and captured Jarablus with dual objectives of clearing the border area of Islamic State and Kurdish forces. U.S. spokesman John Kirby welcomed the pause in fighting, adding that previous clashes take away from the united campaign against the IS group, and said the U.S. has not intervened to separate its two allies.
There's been a period of calm here over the last 12 to 18 hours. That's a welcome thing. We've made clear to both of them what our desires are in terms of the focus being on Daesh. But if you're asking me, are we in some sort of negotiating role or mediating role between them, the answer is no.
The commander of U.S. Central Command, Army General Joseph Votel, Tuesday said the Syrian Kurds had largely crossed back over to the east side of the Euphrates River, a move designed to ease Turkish concerns about a future Kurdish autonomous region. The Associated Press reports children, mostly under age 5, who escaped the Boko Haram insurgency in Nigeria, are dying of starvation in refugee camps amid allegations of theft of food aid. Isaiah Abdu is emergency coordinator for the medical charity Doctors Without Borders in northeast Borno State.
We are receiving more and more malnourished children, especially from some camp. So this is really one of indicators we can say that can show. So we need really to do more to those people.
He said malaria and diarrhea are complicating the problem. The AP said refugees have staged almost daily protests over the past week. The Nigerian government has launched an investigation into the allegations. This is VOA News.